Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Oi, the boys and girls on Footy Prime on occasion are known to use vulgarities and frankly appalling language, and sometimes the tales can get quite adult in nature, so keep the volume down if there are kiddies around, and thank you for listening.
Oh, let's go!
Booty, booty, it's time to get this party started.
Booty, booty,
it's time to get this party started. You know that we are the number one show. So grab your fucking mates and now it's time to go. Cause it's the
booty booty.
It's time to get this party started.
It's the booty booty.
It's time to get this party started. With Danny, Jimmy, Gregor, Andy, Jim, and JC. All we know and all we talk about is
booty booty.
It's time to get this party started tonight.
You're listening to FP Presents White Caps, Three Questions. Footy Prime, your almost daily footy fix.
Thank you, JC. Yes, it's time to talk some Vancouver Whitecaps, the best team in Canada, according to too many people, actually, including, of course, Vanni Sartini, who once again was at it post-match. Some more great quotes. I'll get to them shortly. Asa Raymond joins me and Craig Forrest. I'm James Sharman. Hey, fellas.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. We're going to get to the Whitecaps being the best team in Canada, and are they actually disrespected across Canada? Yes, says everyone in Vancouver. We'll get the truth. We'll get the truth today. We'll ask, with Sam Adekubi off the bench, what does it mean for the Whitecaps? And coming up this weekend, up against the LA Galaxy, a battle for first place. So we'll see how they might fare in that one. But I want to get to this quote. We started the show last week with a quote from Vanny. This time he says, it's really hard to find something to top last week's win, but we did it, so it's my mistake. Being a socialist, I should have known that we always look for the utopia, and we always march towards the utopia, and everything can be better in order to reach the utopia. So let's say that we are going there to utopia. That's mm-hmm. the goal. I'm sure that's probably plastered above the door, maybe in the room. Utopia this way. I'm thinking. If Vanny tells me, I'll believe it, quite honestly.
That's yeah, I think with Vanny, you'll probably have a new banner across the top above a door every week because he's got so many good quotes, so many good nuggets, and he's always got something to motivate the group. Not that this team needs much motivation, but they're definitely rolling right now and, feeling pretty good, especially after that result against TFC. Not just the result, but the performance as well. The team's definitely in good spirits. It was a practice on Wednesday, and the vibe, very positive. Speaking of Ranko Veselinovic, Alessandro Schopp, the team's feeling great just about where they are. And then around the building as well, the comm staff, everybody that's involved with the team, puffing the chest out a little bit, feeling good about where the team is. First place in the West, so why not?
Jarvis, I was going to ask you, how are you doing? Because you've done two other podcasts with two other Canadian MLS teams, and it must be really negative. So it must be nice to come on the Vancouver Whitecaps one with a little positivity.
Yeah.
It's so nice. It is. Even like seeing Dubs, seeing her face in our various podcasts coming off another Montreal loss, and we're all kind of down and facing the reality of what we expected would happen this year. But now it's facing us. It's painful. I love the motivation, speaking of that Vanni Sartini used against Toronto. He says he pulls all the Canadians in the second half because I know that they had that extra motivation, an extra kick, especially Ralph Prizo, of course, Levi Johnson, Ryan Raposo, and, of course, Ali Ahmed played the game there. They're all Toronto boys, and TFC overlooked them. We have to be honest. Yeah, smart,
so
right?
Good, right? Yeah, smart. So good. And then we talked to Ali last week, and he told us that it was actually him who rejected TFC. But
yeah, I know.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, the truth somewhere in the middle there.
Yeah, but they could have had them as a point, right? They could have had them, right. And the coach is using that as his motivation. And Craig, you know that, right? When you're playing teams, and listen, at this level, there isn't much between the best and the worst, really. But any extra edge you can get, I guess you take advantage of, right? And if it's like taking, you know, these other products who grew up around that club, around that environment, and say, hey, here's a chance to kind of show them up, of course you'll use it.
Yeah, of course you will. And when you look at the season and how long it is, and you can't keep banging the same drum all the time, so you've got to come up with other ways to inspire a team and do it differently every single time, because every week's different. And we know the ups and downs of football. Right now, everything is looking really good for Vancouver. They're on this good stretch. They've got their wins at home. They've got, what, 9 different goal scorers, you know, top of the West. Got a massive game coming up against LA Galaxy, a side that is also scoring lots of goals, conceding a few more than Vancouver. But actually, I'll ask Ace about that defensively, how Vancouver are doing, and seems to be one of the bright spots so far this season as well.
Yeah, defensively, they look strong. I think we talked about it a little bit, just sort of two-thirds of that back line is very solid. They felt like they knew what they had in Ranko and Tristan, but then it was interesting to see Tristan come out of the lineup, Bjorn Inge Utvik come in with Matias Laborda. So they really have like 4 center backs that they feel pretty great about, but the one in particular, Ranko Veselinovic, sort of the leader of that group, and he kind of keeps everything, you know, in unison and keeps the group intact and keeps them focused as well, because they didn't give a whole lot in that game against TFC. And then I think it's fair to say as well that Yohei Takaoka has taken another step as well, not just with his shot-stopping ability, but I think as far as his communication and just command of that back group, I think that's improved a lot this year as well. And yeah, the clean sheet was well-earned, well-deserved against TFC last week. That might be the strongest area of this team. Obviously, they're scoring goals, but defensively really hard to break down, especially with Andres Kubas in the back and back in the lineup. And I say in the back because he's playing just in front of that back three, but that's kind of the secret to their success defensively. And going back to some of the times in this season where they struggled, maybe defensively, it would have been when he was away on international duty with Paraguay, and there was just a lot more room in the middle of the park. That doesn't happen with Kubas in the lineup. So that's the four, essentially, that back three, Kubas in front of them. They feel pretty confident the way they play when that team is set up that way.
Well, John Herdman actually singled out Kubas, didn't he, in his post-game, saying we just couldn't handle him. We had no answers to him back there. He just destroyed our midfield.
Yeah, and that's exactly what he does, right? He's a menace, and you really see it when he's not in the lineup. And the Whitecaps had 3 players named to the MLS Team of the Week. Ranko Veselinovic, good for him, getting that nod. Alessandro Schopp, I think it was really cool to see him get mentioned. Yohei Takaoka as well. And it feels like Kubas is one of those players that just never gets appreciated enough, unless you're the opposing coach or, you know, the coach of the Caps, Vanni Sartini, and the players obviously appreciate him as well. But once you're going up against it, you really see how much he impacts the game. In the buildup is for the Whitecaps attack, obviously, but defensively, nothing comes through the middle of the park, and he shuts so much of it down.
I don't know, that MLS Team of the Week, I mean, each week I kind of wonder, like, who's voting on these things? Because there's some odd selection sometimes, and guys, some obvious guys missing out. Do you find that?
I find that too, but I always thought that the goal scorers would just kind of, like, float to the top, and maybe the ones that would end up getting, you know, recognizing this Team of the Week. I was surprised to see, like, Alessandro Schopp, who I thought had a great game, but to actually get recognized in the Team of the Week, I was like, oh, that's good. And then it made me think, I was like, well, maybe they do get overlooked a little bit in the Whitecaps, and maybe the fact that they are first in the West is having an impact on things like that, because you look at the team, you're like, well, if they're first in the West, well, someone's got to be doing something. And then you realize, okay, Alessandro Schopp actually had a pretty good game, a great game, and probably his best game as a Vancouver Whitecap.
Well, hey, Vancouver's been overlooked for decades. When you look at the, going back to the old Whitecaps and against the New York Cosmos and the Village of Vancouver, something's never changed. So they'll have to start talking about Vancouver, especially if they can take on LA Galaxy and pick up a result of 3 points.
We've got two Westerners here, right? So I know which angle this will go out, right? That is the first question. Are they disrespected around Canada? And of course they are. That's the answer. But I think a lot of that's also on them too over the years, right? Haven't been as ambitious as TFC or even Montreal. Haven't gone for those for big names, which I don't criticize them for, but that's the reason why these other teams get all the press, because they go out and get these enormous names, spend all this money, and it doesn't always work. In fact, it rarely works. That's why the Whitecaps, I think, don't get the press.
That's fair, James, because I think when you're talking about just creating a buzz, you can be seventh, eighth in the table. But if you have some names, you have some people that, you know, can get you create those highlight moments, that creates gets the spotlight on you a little bit more. I feel like they're creating those moments a little bit more, but they're also top of the table, and I think that helps. But overall, aesthetically, there's a lot going for the Whitecaps right now. Just the crowd, the scoring, obviously the great goals as well. The Ali Ahmed goal stands out to me, the way he took that goal a few weeks back. On the sideline, gets past one, curls it in the top corner. I think those moments help as well to just remind people of who you are. And you're right, in years past, the Whitecaps didn't have enough of those moments. Every once in a while, they'd have a good game or they'd be climbing the table a little bit, and then they'd have to go out and remind people and tell people that Ryan Gauld is the working man's DB. Like, you know, that's the sort of campaigning they would have to do. I think the product is speaking for itself right now.
You know, it's interesting, isn't it, Asa, that, you know, right from the start of the season, the crowd in Vancouver has been good. The support has been excellent. It just seems to be getting better. What was it, just under 25,000 on the last game?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, 24,600 basically the last two games. Yeah, and you're right. The belief is there. Seeing them show up early as well, taking the festivities, and then they're engaged throughout the game. I think that helps. They're not coming out to dull performances. 1-0 defeats at home, right? It's an entertaining product on the pitch, and they're enjoying it. It's been a fun first few weeks here of the season, because I think they showed those in moments last year as well. So this team's kind of been trending up, but the crowds haven't been there. It would have been maybe 17,000-18,000, which is fine. It's still a good crowd, but it didn't sort of resonate the same way. The goal song has people jumping. Scoring goals obviously helps as well. Stand by me, singing Stand by Me with the players at the end. I think there are a few things that are really adding to the experience here for fans, and this little win streak that they're on is helping.
What happens when the Canucks get into the playoffs and start playing some mini hockey? Did they just dominate the narrative?
They're still dominating. You know, it is what it is. It is still Canucks first. It's probably the same in Toronto. It is the same. It's Leafs first, right? And and that's just the way it goes. But at the same time, it's cool to see that with the Canucks' success, first place in their division, and, you know, clinched a playoff spot, looking at the playoffs, all that, they're still getting 24,000 out, the Whitecaps are, for these games. So the Canucks are having this success. They're essentially in the playoffs right now. They're in kind of playoff mode, getting geared up for the playoffs. The hype is high right now for the Vancouver Canucks, and the Whitecaps fans are still showing up. And I think the fan base is growing as well for the Caps. So they're in a good place, and it's good to see them have this early season success, something they haven't had in the last few years. So a chance to actually build on it, as opposed to a slow start that is something that's kind of plagued this team, and they try to fight to get their get themselves into the playoffs. Right now they're in first. And then to make the comparison to the Canucks, it's interesting to see what the Canucks have done this season because I think there was maybe a bit of imposter syndrome in the first couple of months. You're like, can they sustain this? They're in first place. You know, are they really a first place team? Well, the longer you're in first place, the harder it is to fall out of first place. Mm-hmm. And maybe the Whitecaps can kind of do the same sort of thing, because you're in first place. You hope to get a result at home against LA Galaxy, and now it becomes a little bit harder to take them off of that pedestal. And that's something that, they hope to kind of build on throughout the year.
One thing about the Vancouver Canucks and the Whitecaps, have coexisted for an awful long time. And always felt as a sports fan, I was never sort of one or the other. I think that they get really good support. There can be fickle at times, and it can be very difficult for both of them. But I think both of them can sustain a successful background and certainly coexist in the culture of the fabric of Vancouver. They're both very, very important, I think.
That's a great point. And I think we're seeing that right now and can hopefully just build off of the success as well. Because as you mentioned, we'd have basically games that are going back to back up against the Canucks. Last week, the Canucks were out of town, but playing later in the day. There was a game where they had basically back-to-back doubleheader. Whitecaps kicked off at 4:30. Afterwards, it was a home game for the Canucks at 7 o'clock. And I saw Canucks jerseys at the Whitecaps game basically saying, yeah, we're supporting both. And they must have been the rich people in Vancouver. They're able to go to both games, but why not, right? It's all a good time.
Who's gonna win a cup first? Canucks or Whitecaps? What would you say? I'm putting you right on the spot now.
That's
what
do you good. Think? Oh, who's everyone in Vancouver is seeing this? Like, I guess,
they respect honesty.
You hope you get them both in the same year in 2024. So technically, the Canucks get it first. Then
that's a cowardly answer, but a good one, I think.
Beat them up by months. Yeah, that's all right.
What would it change? Say the Canucks. Forget this. Enough hockey right now. If the Caps found a way to win MLS Cup, right? Well, how would it change soccer? Do you think in that market? We saw what it did here in Toronto.
Yeah, I think it would have
the expectations got out of control, mind you. But how would it affect it?
Oh, I think that you're already seeing and Craig, from living here, there is a rich sort of history with soccer in Vancouver. But I think when it comes to the professional level, that you increase the interest there in the Whitecaps, obviously. But at the grassroots level, the support throughout the city, it's already really high. But hopefully, it will impact more. I guess the higher end development to the grassroots level, because that's one thing that's sort of been lacking in recent years. You look at the national team, you could get more people from BC because, as Craig would know, sort of Craig's era and then through the 90s as well and 80s, it was all BC kids, all BC players on the national team. So that's one thing that I think needs to improve here, something we need to figure out because the involvement is still high, the participation, I should say, is still really high here. But that top-end talent has been lacking a little bit recently. And, you look at the Whitecaps. It was great that we're able to kind of put all the Toronto players. But at the same time, it's a lot of Toronto players on the Vancouver team, right? So you'd like to see more more BC-born players kind of playing at the highest level.
Yeah, I guess that's another conversation. But there's something not quite right there when you look at how that has shifted as drastically as it has. I mean, there's more players coming out of Brampton than there is BC.
No, you're exactly right, Craig. So I think if you're looking at an impact, I think support is high in this city. Sure, it'll go up a little bit more. But however it needs to happen, hopefully if the Whitecaps win an MLS Cup, you'll see, more top-end talent come out of BC. And, to pull from another sport, you're seeing on the basketball side. I know we're bringing all the sports into it. But on the basketball side, the national team level, the Toronto Raptors impact is very real, right? The success of the Raptors has kind of had a trickle down to amateur athletes or professional athletes now. So hopefully that would be the thing that kind of ticks on here in BC.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What up, Primers? It's JC, that guy. Don't miss a second of Premier League action only on FuboTV. Subscribe at FuboTV.com/FootyPrime. With Serie A, League One, and One Soccer 2, you can get it all at FuboTV.com/FootyPrime. Now, back to the show.
Sam Adekubi, he's Canadian, off the bench again this past week. You would think he's getting pretty close to a start, I'd imagine. What does it mean for the Caps that he is now getting healthy?
I think it just adds to their depth, whether it's him, you know, providing minutes off the bench, which is what it is right now, because they want to be cautious about his return to full 90 minutes. But also, if he comes into the starting 11, and I imagine he eventually will, pushes other people down, Ryan Raposo, who every time he's on the pitch is giving you a 9 or a 10. Like, he is so consistent. So it just moves people down. The depth chart just gives the team a lot more depth. I think that going back to just how close he is to getting into the starting 11. I don't know if it'll happen this weekend, but I think that they are getting closer to getting him into starting minutes. But even once he does come in, similar to Ali Ahmed, who's coming off of off-season surgery, they want to make this gradual. They know it's a long season. Don't want to get into a situation where he comes in, re-aggravates it, and he's on the shelf for a few months. So they're going to take their time, and then they're able to take their time with it right now because of the squad depth at the moment. So, it just means that they've got a lot of options. He's probably their best option as a proper wing back, if you will, sort of does what they need to do, what he needs to do defensively, but gives them so much going forward as well. And then, yeah, Ryan Raposo, another one, obviously, he's been playing really well. But so much quality on the team right now, and it's hard to pull people out of that starting 11. Alessandro Schoff, he was maybe one of the players. He was playing in this defensively. He gets into a wide area, and then when they're in the attack, he slots inside in sort of a diamond in the midfield. He might have been the one that could maybe make way for these players that are coming off injury, Ali Ahmed or Sam Adekubi. But he's playing so well, you can't take him off the pitch either. So a lot of quality right now for the Vancouver Whitecaps. It's a good problem to have.
You're right. I think it is a good problem for any manager to have. It also brings up other problems too, because if when they're healthy, there's a lot of more unhappy people because they're trying to keep everybody happy. And that's difficult to do when you have that depth. But the competition for spots is obviously important too. But I hear so much about the, you know, you talk about brotherhoods and just sort of how dressing rooms are. And there's usually always one or two that, you know, maybe not settle in as well. But you hear with this squad, not only just the squad of the players that are traveling, but also behind the scenes, younger generations, everybody seems to be on the same page. And that is a very rare thing.
Yeah, pretty lucky. No real egos to stand out until I start pointing some out, I guess. But for the most part, pretty good. And I think that comes back to, I guess, the just how selective they've been with players that have come in. Alessandro Schoff been here for just over two seasons, about two seasons now. Came in 2022, and Ryan Gold, Andres Cubas, all quality players. But no ego. So I think that is important as well. Axel Schuster has mentioned this in the past as well. It's about finding the right fit. Obviously, cliche, but at the same time, there's something about it. You know, not just going and getting the first person, the first name that comes to mind to fill a slot, but actually finding people that kind of fit in, not just on the pitch, but off of it as well. And I think that's part of the reason why you have this culture that's, I guess hats off to Vanni Sartini as well. He's sort of instilled it.
Yeah, that's really important. I always found that sort of thing when you're recruiting players in, that you really do a background check on them to see how they are as people, their character, because even then it's still sometimes a gamble because they may not settle if they're coming from another continent and trying to settle in a city. It's never a 100%, but they seem to be doing a good job with it.
No, they've done a great job with it, right? Yeah, winning helps, right? The ultimate deodorant. Like, everything's smelling
it
better.
It just cures everything.
Yeah, it really does, though. It's like, oh, things are great. Like, you're winning. Yeah, no problems. And people, maybe a little more open to the playing time and, you know, giving up minutes here and there when you're winning. So, that's that's obviously always the most important thing.
You mentioned Schuster there. I do wonder that this depth that's on display so far this season, is that going to make it less likely that this team makes any more major signings this summer? I mean, at this point, the squad's demonstrating that it's just fine, right? Maybe you can tinker here and there, but you don't need that much.
Yeah, they're always looking. I think that he'll be very particular with whatever move they might make in the summer, but I think that they will still be active and take a long, hard look at who might be available, because the other thing that comes into play, and one thing that Vanni Sertini and the rest of the staff has been very aware of, is international duty. They have several players that move out, and then in some key areas as well, some key positions. So they want to make sure that, once Ali potentially goes, Sam as well, Kubas always goes, that they have enough backfill there as well.
Yes, I forgot about that. And good old MLS not shutting down for Euros or Copa Americas. why bother?
Yeah,
you know what? We've discussed it before on Footy Prime, and you know, it's very hard to fit the games in. We understand that, but they found a way to shut it down for the Champions or the League's Cup.
League's Cup.
We'll shut down for that. Cups,
James. Yeah. Got all the different cups, all the name changes year to year.
Yeah, exactly. All right, final question is looking at the Galaxy game, battle for first place. Last year, Vancouver just bossed them, I think 2 wins and a draw. Looked really good against the Galaxy. What do you expect from this one?
Very different from last year. Vanni Sertini mentioned it as well. Talking to him at training this week, he was saying that probably the most improved team. So throw everything out from what you took from last year and approach this as one of the best teams in the league, and that's very much how he's looking at this one. But I think they're hungry to really solidify themselves at the top of the table, and this also ends a four-match homestand as well, so a chance to go out with a strong performance at home in front of the home fans before they hit the road again. So I think they'll be up for this game. I think they feel good about the starting 11, relatively healthy going into this game as well, but it will be a tough battle. And I think, as Benny has mentioned over and over again, it's always defense first, solidify things on the back end, and then they'll make the most of their opportunities as they come. I expect it will be a tight one, though. And you know what? As a commentator, I'd be up for it if things open up a little bit. The odd defensive mistake would be okay for me.
Yeah.
It's so funny, the nuances of the season. This is what our seventh podcast talking about the Whitecaps and TFC as well in Montreal. And each of these podcasts separately have had very different moods, at least three distinct moods within like 6 or 7 shows, right? It's crazy. Right now, great in Vancouver, playing great football. Hope it continues, right? TFC started off really well. So did Montreal. And then, it's a long season is what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
It really is. And we're talking about like just the depth of roster and stuff. It's going to get tested with the fixture congestion as well once that picks up. Like the Whitecaps have had it pretty good. I mentioned 4 games at home. Those last 3 games at home. And this one be the 4th. And 1 week in between, like, everything's looking pretty good. It's really comfortable early in the season as well, right? Eventually, you're going to have to travel for a Wednesday match and then get back home, or travel again for the weekend match, right? Like, that's going to start to happen. And then you're right. Then you'll see who's who.
All right. Well, listen, that's been 3 questions for the Vancouver Whitecaps. Vancouver fans, listen, give our TFC and Montreal shows a listen. Right now, you'll really enjoy them. There's a lot of disheartened depression and anger and frustration and concern. So give it a whirl. You can find those where you find Footy Prime. And don't forget, we are footyprime.com. That is the home for all our content, or at least most of our content anyway. Please check it out. Asa, Greg, thanks so much. Until next week, cheers for listening.
This episode of Footy Prime has been brought to you by Fubo TV and by Tony Bett. Make sure to subscribe to Footy Prime wherever you get your podcasts, and follow us on Twitter at @Footy_Prime and on Instagram at @FootyPrimeIG. And visit wearefootyprime.com and sign up for our newsletter.
Look forward to it.
Great job, boys.
Yeah, well done.
No, I'm really happy you guys are playing well. I really am.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.